Hey, good evening, everybody.
Is it unmuted?
Good evening, everybody. Glad to be back one more time. Got a lot to go over this week. So I'm going to hold on for a second. I want to pull in somebody. Dwayne, your line's open. Dwayne, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, John.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just hold you on right quick, Dwayne. I just figured I'm going to just pull you in right away because
yes.
We got a couple things we got to get squared away a little bit. But I'm saying this week is seems like it's been a pretty decent week this week. There have been no racing really going on, but I know it's been a lot of hanging out. We actually went over at a spot last night, me and a few of the local guys, and I'll tell you, we need to track on Long Island some bad.
Wow,
and
yes,
what I'm saying right now is everybody that's out there, I'm going to have a petition going on, and I'm going to be going to the town board real soon. And what's going on is everybody's always telling you that they can't do it. And the reason why they can't do it because they're looking for everybody to fund them. But we've seen a spot over here, and let me tell you, the spot is unbelievable. Grumman's Airport. And the town actually did offer the Grumman Airport to us. Now, what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to put something together real, real soon, and we're going to show them that it can be done without arguing, fighting, or anything, and we can be done in a nice fashion. And as of like last night, it was great. I was there for, I'm going to say, three and a half, four hours, and we had such a blast out there, and it was great. So I'm gonna probably need your help too to spread the word out, because when it gets ready to come down time to go in front of the board like we're supposed to do, instead of somebody else representing us and trying to make the money out of it, we're gonna turn around. We're gonna represent ourselves. I'll come up there and I will speak for everybody. I don't mind telling them how it is. What the kids get the kids off the street, it's perfect.
That's right.
If you can turn around and you can sell that to them, they don't mind doing this for you. They have the funding there. They're looking for something that's going to bring revenue. So if that's the case, if we can do that, it's going to work. So that's what I'm looking at right now, and I've seen it, and I know it can be done right at that airport. It would be bigger than almost – it's unbelievable how big that place is, bigger than English Town.
Hey, Joe, where's
– I got lost going down through there. Huh?
That's in Calverton or that's –
at Calverton. And you know what? The whole runway is so wide. It's unbelievable. It is cement. The runway is there already.
I'm not one of you.
And the cars are going down without treating it. And let me tell you, they were getting it down. And so I'm saying we got to turn around. I'm going to push this issue. We just got to make sure we got some of the hotheads that don't go out there and saying the wrong thing when they go up there to the thing. I mean, you have to speak with some sense. You can't, if they're not going to give it to somebody, we need this, and you can't go demanding. You tell them the facts, and that's it, and we will be moving on. So that's one thing. I just wanted to get that out of the way right now, just make sure. So I need a couple of the guys so they can turn around and lay it out, because I know a lot of guys that's willing to go ahead and come out there, and if whatever we got to do, if we got to turn around and do a 300-foot drag for the first time out, just to raise for the lights and stuff, that'll be one thing. Then we go for something else the next time we raise, and guess what? Before you know it, we got it. We got it, and it ain't going to be no problem. I don't care.
And like you said,
the town would run it. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn around and go through the town. I'm not going through anybody else. I'm tired of going to somebody else and asking them or begging them, and they want to turn around and make the town, you know, and they want to get profit from it. So let's make the town make the money. The town's going to get revenue back in, and guess what? They're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to push for. I already talked to a couple of pastors, and they said, if you can get that done, we'll be behind you. So I'm going to push it.
Yes, you definitely got me behind it. Like I said, you know, I'm going to push the word out as well, you know.
Yeah, we're all going to have all the races from Long Island, New York, whatever. We're going to meet up, and we're going to talk about it. I got to talk to Freddie Brown because he's willing. He wants to go towards it. Everybody, you know, and we're going to push it from there. We're going to move on.
Yes.
So just want to make sure this is going to be something that if it happens, it can happen right away, and you could be able to run in the same year.
Exactly.
Because everything is there. It is there.
Throw some stands up there. That's about it. But everything is
there,
like you said.
Right now, I don't think we need stands the way it was. It was so, it was unbelievable yesterday how much fun
you
everybody had
up,
and had a great time. Huh?
You should have gave me a call.
I'm sorry, but, yeah, so that was one thing I wanted to make sure I get out the way before anything.
Sure.
That's why I pulled you in. Another thing was I got to get a chance, and like I always say, every time I always say how blessed I am to get through another thing. So yesterday was my my little pre-surgery, like you can say, and everything went through fine, going through the MRI and catching hands and all that. So basically one more step and it'll be done. And so far, so good. Yeah, that's what I got to say. I got to say, thank God. And,
give God all the glory for that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I tell you what, I tell you, I don't know if anybody been through an MRI, but man, sitting in there for no hour, 45 minutes an hour, it's rough. And
you was in there for a long time. Was it open or closed?
Enclosed, and let me tell you, I had my eyes closed. Didn't want to open them up because I know already
I've
been through it already.
Get me out of here. Oh,
my. Yes, sir. My shoulders already seemed like I was touching the sides. I was a little nervous, but, you know, I made it through. So I got to do that five more times, and we should be done after this, after everything's said and done. But, hey,
good. We're trusting and believing in the Lord. You know, we know it's going to happen, you know. So, we don't believe in nothing negative. We always believe in all the good things, positive things, you know. And that's powerful, Joe. Good to hear that, you know, things are going well with you, you know. And you got a whole lot of people standing behind you as well. Amen.
Oh, yeah. You know, and now I'm going to get it. I'm going to get right down to it because I want to get this stuff over and done with it. Everybody knows the second everybody's coming down, we're going down to Buzz Creek.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a crew going, a wrecking crew. I mean, we say wrecking crew, we got people from all over coming. And I want to go out there, and I'm going to tell you the God of truth. I want to go out there. I don't want to just go out there. And I'm sure there's a lot of races already locked in, but guess what? I'm quite sure you want to take a run. I want to run. I know a lot of other guys want to run. So I'm going to start calling out some names, and I'm going to tell you. And, you know, I hear Tiptoe want to go out there. You know, they ain't got a race locked in. I heard the Wright brothers, they don't have a race locked in. Pizza Gangster, he don't have a run locked in, but they're all going to be in the house. So if you're all in the house, hey, what the heck? Why not lock up something now, tonight?
Make something happen.
You know, let's get this over with. I don't want to turn around and be up there waiting. They don't need talking about no race. You got, you know what? You get the race locked in. You talk about it when we after the race. You say, oh, wow, man, I could have did this, I could have did that. Let's make it happen. Everybody else, them big boys out there, you got to say Mac is doing it. He's Russian Troublemaker. You got Racing Jason. He's going out there. Him and Kevin Hunt finally going to get it off. And then you got, you turned around, you got Scoot Williams versus Kenny Beachman. They're going out there, they're locked in. Oh, you got John Eskew and AC. That's a locked-in race. I mean, we got races locked in galore. And you know what? Each race, somebody is saying, I think the other guy is going to win. It's not a clear-cut saying that this one guy is going to win. There's not one race like that. And I'm going to tell you, that's what makes a good grudge race. You got to say Mac versus Troublemaker. It is, believe it or not, it is more sided towards Troublemaker than Mac on this one. And I tell you, you hear everybody talking about they going with Troublemaker. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going with Mac. And that's how it is. And it's one of those things. And that's what makes a good race. He thinks he can win.
That's right. They think they can win.
Nobody can say, no, it's a one-sided race. Oh, man, that's not a fair race. No, all those races. The race between Scoot and Kenny Beachman. Let it be known.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys saying Kenny Beachman's going to beat Scoot. So I want to see a couple races out there, you know.
I mean,
you know, I look at it, a couple of these guys are sitting out there. Don't get me wrong. There's a couple guys that are outclassing these other guys. Well, the reason why you can't race them because you're outclassed and you got so much over them. You know, you got these eight guys that come in there, they got a killer small block, you know, cannon valve small block trying to run a little 23 degree, and they think
ain't that's
up. No. It won't give them nothing. Hey, let's do something. Let's make it right so the
make
guy can
fit.
Do something.
That's right.
You know?
And that's,
I mean,
that's
look,
what you call, you know, fight.
My man out there right now, I'm going to be real with you. pizza gangsters out there right now with a short deck, conventional head motor. Motor, 1/4 barrel, cast manifold. Can he get a fair race? I mean, these guys don't, everybody looking to kill him, and they don't want to turn around and do the right justice. Why does he have to run a big chief heads up? That's what I want to know.
That don't make sense.
No, so let's get, you know what, let's do some justice. And I know we've been talking, I've been talking to the Wright brothers before. Hey, let's see what you can do, Wright brothers. Y'all said y'all going to get back touching me. I want to see what's going on. Let's see. Because I know Pete the Gangster wants to be there, and he wants to engage like everybody else. So basically, I'm gonna call out some people. I'm going to say something. Hey, make it right. Let's see something happen. Tiptoe, make it right. Let's see what happens. Do something with Pete the Gangster in any one of them. Or you know, call out the Wright brothers. Let's see some racing going on. That's what I want to see. Don't turn around and act like you're going out there, you gangster and all that there, and then don't turn around and run. Not turn around picking on you, but it's being real. We want to see some racing. Everybody want to see some racing, but, you know, everybody wants to have that lopsided. You know, they want to make sure they got it clear cut.
They want that short thing.
Yep, GW. Mm. Now, you look at the other races, those ain't guaranteed wins. Everything can go any way, and that's how it's supposed to be. So, you know what, if you got something, and I'm going to be God honest truth, if you got something that's in my class, I'll try you today, too. I'll be online, you can say it. I don't mind. If I think I can run with you, I'm going to run with you. If I got to give you something, I'm going to have to give it to you. If I think if you're saying you got a legitimate reason why I should be giving it to you, sure, we'll make a deal. I'm willing to lock in. And that's why I call it up tonight. No need talking about it. No need on that. If you want to go, let's make it happen. Let's do the right thing. Let's see who out there is willing to turn around. Instead of seeing a GW all the time, let's just go out there and let's see a gamble. Let me see you get something. I mean, I understand you might have a person maybe a tenth or so, but man, when you got to have a guy about half a second and all that,
that's not fair. You want a gut race, a fair race, a gut race, and let them knock it out to the end where you can say, wow, that was good. And have whoever loses, you still don't mind saying, hey, I lost mine. It was a gut race. You know, it's close. Right there, they both was there. You know, let it ride, you know.
Yeah, these like guys called me up today, and they asked me, will I give Donald? Why don't you give Donald a clear, you know? I told him, I said, look, I said, nothing for nothing. I know Donald's car is a little bit bigger than mine. His motor's bigger than mine and everything, but you know what? If he came back the same way, I would go out there and I would try it. I would probably give him the clear.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to end up happening. I didn't talk to Donald, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll give them the clear to the quarter, and that's it. I don't mind playing. I'm going to play around. You know, if you don't want to gamble for big, you don't have to gamble for big. You just go out there just to have some fun. That's it. Don't go making a couple laps and talking, oh, this guy don't want to do. You know, the first thing these guys do, you look on a computer race. That's what I call these guys, computer race. They get out there, they write all this here crap. Oh, he didn't want to do this. No. You outclassed them, and now you want to run them. That's not a fair race. I don't blame nobody to not run you, because if they're outclassed, why should they go out there? Why should I go there and you got me covered by a mile?
You just handed him the money. You might hand him the money before you go out there.
You
just say, here you go.
Yeah. So we're going to go out there, and this is how it's going to be. We want to try something. I don't care. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm willing to try it. I'm going out there this week. I'm going out there to try something this week. I'm going to Michigan. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm going to go out there. He'll be on the radio tonight. Kid Tony. And also I'm supposed to run Puerto Rican Pete. They call him out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going out there. It is what it is. I'm going to try it. I can't say, you know, if I'm going to win or I'm going to lose. But I'm going out there to go for it.
Exactly.
That's how it's supposed to be. But you got these guys, they're so scared, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you're just scared to lose, you shouldn't be out there racing.
Exactly.
That's how I see it.
Racing's a win and lose thing. You know, it's about having fun, coming back the next time if you lose, say, I'll try you again, you know?
I don't care if you're running I don't care if you're running for entry fee, it doesn't matter to me. But if you always don't go down in a guy, Don't go down in somebody and you got them outclassed. When I say outclassed, I mean outclassed. I mean,
we
went to one race and the guy says, we want to run you with the car. Matter of fact, I didn't go there at Island Dragway, but my friend told me, he says, yo, we want to run you with the car. And they said they want to, we got a G-body. They got over there, they said, all right, we'll run you with a G-body, we'll try you. And also they said, well, where the car? And they said, well, we'll bring it to line, we're locking in. They said, nah, where the car? And when they got over to the car, now, mind it, this car that they had was stock suspension, tennis tire, right? Small.
Uh-huh. Wow.
When they went over there and go look at this car, that thing had like 1533s on the back and big block, and they want to run their heads up. Come on,
wow.
Who the heck is going to do something stupid like that?
Exactly.
Now, that's not fair. You want to turn around, you want to get a fair race, you want to get a fair shot at it, and that's it.
That's right.
You know, everybody wants to turn around and have a fair shot. They don't be, I mean, you know what? It's something different if the guy walks up to you and he asks you to race. Now
mm-hmm.
you race, okay, you go ahead and you got him covered, whatever, you do it. But you're asking a guy that's out of your league and you're trying to run him. I don't think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can change that stipulation and make everybody come back out there and start doing what they're supposed to do. Let's go out there and try each other instead of turning around and talking down on another guy. Oh, he ain't got nothing. Yeah, well, if he ain't got anything, hey, give him a little something since you think it is.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
make it happen.
My hat is off to a lot of those guys. Oh, Wolfpack, man, they try to make action. They go out there, and I'm telling you, they'll try to make it right. You know?
Mm.
I mean, I feel sorry. I like the guy. I'm honestly tell you the truth, I like him. But some of the races that he got a race is ridiculous. I saw Big George go out there, and I'm telling you right now, Big George doesn't have nowhere near some of the motors, but he's out there doing these races, and I'm like, why? Why are you doing these types of races? You can't even beat, you know what I mean? If they gave you the break, they would beat you.
Yeah.
Why? I was like, you know, well, they keep calling me out. Well, you know what, George? You need to do something different because you definitely ain't. You're giving away money. If you want to give away money like that, you might as well give it to me. Don't do a race
exactly.
Because everybody wants you to race. So basically, you know, my hat's off to him, but he just told me just recently he ain't doing no more racing unless they say something like him. That's nah, he talking.
Exactly.
No need going out there and running a guy with 2 and 3 systems on their car and don't even have a 23 and a Dominator and all that. And here you are running a 23 with a 750 carburetor and you think you're supposed to be running heads up? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Make it right.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, they pick on the guys that they know they got covered, and that's not cool. Something different if the guy came to you and did that. But, you know, just to get somebody off your back, nah, I don't believe that. So we're going to go out there and honestly tell you the truth. On May 2nd, like I said, I'm going to have a little Cookie Monster out there. I'm going to have him out there racing, Phil. I was just talking to a couple of the girls, they were all talking about they can't wait to get out there because they got the DJ out there, you know, the whole stuff out there.
Yeah.
They got everything. So it's something like almost, it has something for everybody. The guys, the girls, everything, whatever it's going to be fun.
That's
how we want to have a great time.
That's right.
We're going to be, we're actually, the 50-50 raffle we're going to have. First prize money, second prize would be TV, big screen TV.
Yeah.
So you got 2 chances to win on a 50-50 raffle. You know, so
that's powerful. That's what draws the crowd, George. It's about having fun. You know, and like you said, you have something for everybody who shows up there. It's not just for one set, you know, situation, you know. Everyone who come out can enjoy. It's a family thing, you know, and it's powerful, you know.
Oh, we're going to try it. We're going to try a little things. We got a little couple things in there. In the works. I just don't want to say nothing yet, but we're gonna put it out there that day ahead of time. You know, we definitely gonna have a lot of different things that we're gonna do. A couple things a little bit different. So I don't want to disclose it yet, but it'll be changing around. Another thing is I know we do have a couple races coming up real soon. I'm gonna see if I can get them on here. I know Young Stang should be coming, putting his car back together, so he'll be doing a race pretty soon, a good little money runner. You know, he's definitely already been talking about it, and can't wait to see that one. Got a couple races going on. It should be it should be real interesting. I know my son going to be on the 19th of September, I think it is. I got to look. It might be the 18th of October, I think they're going to race. Either one. I'm not sure. Down in Fayetteville, he's going to be running the Buick boys now. I think I got to talk to the Buick boys, and they're going to get these guys to come down, and I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to Fayetteville. We're going to Fayetteville, and I want to see him go ahead and try. They've been dying to race him, and by that time, we'll have everything situated where he wanted, because basically, we're changing around the truck around a little bit. We were going to spray it, and I really don't want him spraying it. I'd rather see him get used to it the other way, but I'll let him try one time, and then after that, don't like it, oh well. It's nice when you got it down packed, but you know what? If you got to keep on putting money into it, and every time you look around, you burn a piston or something like that, that's not me. I mean, some people can afford it, some people can't. I know what I can afford, not what I can do. I can play around on a motor all day, and I can go anywhere I want to go. When I decide I want to jump up and go, I can go the other way. It's a little harder. Harder on the pocket.
It don't become fun. It becomes like a job, Ken, because you got to constantly work to keep it together,
Yeah, and I'm not looking to be putting sinking no money in there every time I look around. That's one thing I'm not. I don't mind having fun, but when you start hitting those pockets, it don't become fun no more.
Exactly.
When you can turn around and just put old liable go in there in the garage and go crank it up and put it on the trailer and go, that's fun.
That's right.
That's my whole fun. I like
go
to
go around
out
and
there.
Around,
can,
put it away and come back out again.
I can go there. I can go to the track anywhere and else, and I can run you $4,000. It ain't going to hurt me none.
Yeah.
I don't have really nothing invested, and that's it. I can play around all day long.
Exactly. After the end of the day, you can come home, put it away, and come right back out without hurting anything.
Yeah. When you go the other way, woo, you better make something happen. In case you got to pay for it. Otherwise, I got to say, these guys, everybody that were in Long Island, they're gung-ho, they're ready to go, they can't wait to go out there. We got a bus going down there to Bud's Creek. We got a few seats left. Frank Brown had a bus. He had sold his bus out 3 weeks ago. I just had to put one together because after Frank did one, they sold out so fast, everybody was begging me to put a bus together, so I put one together for him, and now the guys are all jumping on this bus, but we got a few more seats left, and whoever needs a ride, all you got to do is give me a call, and I'll try to get them out there, get the tickets to them, and they'll be able to ride on and have a good time with us.
Yes,
sit back and relax. We're actually going to stay the night and come back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Buzz Creek don't close until 1 o'clock that night.
Yes.
So it's gonna be nice, and the weather's going to be perfect for you to race. You ain't going to have no problems whatsoever, and that's what we're looking to do. I'm hoping that I know a lot of guys are coming from we got people coming from Georgia. We got people coming from South Carolina, North Carolina, they come a little bit everywhere. And I don't know yet. I'm going to try to get hold of Larry a little bit later on. But I'm hearing something the other day that we might be having somebody from Florida coming up and doing a special little thing on somebody. He did not like the video that they put out.
Wow.
I don't know if did you see the video?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh,
was it on
God.
YouTube or where is it at?
Yeah, he had a little video. It was me and the horseman.
Wow.
Well, I had nothing to do. I'm over there. I thought they were talking about, bull crap about the race. And okay, no problem. We joke around who I want, who you want. And it came down to a point where John White, Mac, they said, no way. This troublemaker. So I said, Scoop. I forgot they beachmen, so they part of the horsemen. They said, man, we ain't never worried about Mike. They talking about Mike Hill. They act like Mike can't tune, like he can't go. I'm telling you, my whole thing is Mike been somewhere that nobody else been, a lot of us, never saw.
Yeah.
So don't tell me he can't go nowhere. Don't tell me he can't tune nowhere. So that's my whole thing. He's been there. He done it. And now they're going to be looking for it. They're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting now. Because that just woke a fire up. I seen how many comments was made on there, and boy, it was getting woo-wee. So that's going to be a battle each time one of those cars come out, because Mike actually tunes them. He tunes Scoot's car. He tunes Mac's car. So it's something that he's going to prove to everybody. And I thought about it, man. They were talking about, man, when the last time you ever seen Mike and him win? I was like, well, yeah, I guess y'all was looking too good, because Scoot won that back hair shootout the last time out. So, so they got something. They gotta eat their words, or they gotta show me what they can do.
Yeah.
I actually bet him on. I bet a gun and picks on one race. I bet him on Pete on one race. So it's gonna be worthwhile.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna say no lie. I mean, you know, each race is really hard, but I mean, to say that like they thought Mike ain't gonna, we ain't worried about because of Mike. Oh, you might have to. I was gonna say you will be worried about it. You will be.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a lot of good racing.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting too. And I'm trying to work on that day off too. I get back to work and they're like, oh, so I'm taking vacation that week. I'm gonna pay someone to take that day for me.
Oh, is that to make you work, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna get someone to cover. I'm waiting for one of the other guys to get back this week and have one to cover for me that Saturday. You know?
That's why I said, man, I gotta make sure I was all right before I went to the hospital. I said, listen, they ain't gonna keep me, so I'm gonna get my blood pressure down quick. Whatever I gotta do, I'm gonna try to get it down, try to relax, do something, anything, waters, everything. And sure enough, I got it down. They told me, okay, see you in the end of August. I was like, oh, yes.
Wow, that's good. That's what I
wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So
you clear.
Yeah, so we definitely got that. This week, if anybody know out there, you know, they got little Tony's race out in Martin, Michigan. It's going to be something. That's like the Grudge. They call it the Grudge Nationals out there. It's a $10,000 29-inch tall tire race also. And he always throws every year in him and Peso, number one slouch in him there. All together on there, they make some show out there. I heard. I've never been there. It's in Martin, Michigan. I'm actually going to jump out there, and I'm going. And I'm actually one of the guys. They have, there was 30 locked-in races already out there. We ain't talking about no little blood races. They got 30 locked in. So if you can come around and you've got 30, and I like to just see half of them get off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy, you know, and that's not even counting people, but I know, you know, so, but I'm going to open up a line, too, right now while we're here, because I know he's been sitting on here for a while, so I want to make sure, 248-2539, your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe? This Slouch, man.
Hey, what's going on? This is my man right here, number one Slouch. Tell us about what you got going on this week.
Oh, man, we got the, me and little Tony, we got the first annual Midwest Grudge Nationals, and we having a $10,000 shootout. It doesn't matter if 10 cars show up or if one car show up. If that one car show up and put down, he gets paid $10,000 cash. It's a 29, 10, 5, and smaller, or 315 and smaller. Any rear suspension, front-style stock suspension, no wheelie bars, no class cars, 8th mile. Like you said, we have over 25 races locked in, and I'm shooting for 30 because I think, what's his name? From Memphis, what's his name? Wick. I think Wick has the record. I think he has 25 or 26 races that went on one event, so we're shooting for 30. If we can get 30, then that's another, you know what I'm saying, another history mark that we can put on the Midwest that we've done up here, and, you know, we're racing up here.
Okay.
You know, we got the free food for anybody who want to come out, $25 to get in, $45 for cars and motorcycles. You eat for free all day long, and you drink for free all day long. So, you know, it's a family environment you know, you, a lot of people say they can't come to grudge racing or come to the track because they don't have a babysitter. We saying bring your kids because we have stuff for your kids. We have bounce houses. We have a live DJ that plays music, uncensored. Well, I'm saying uncensored. Censored. And he plays every type of music that you can think of. And not only when he plays the music, he's playing the video of the music that he's playing. So it's a very, very, very nice event. It's a good atmosphere. You know, if you don't have nothing to do, come on out and have some fun with us.
Now, I'm telling you, you did something that I'd be scared to do. All you can eat and you $25. Because we got some people out here that can eat. I don't know. Yo, I don't think I can try that one. I'm a little nervous of doing that one. But,
what is the best crack into?
Okay. Man, I'll tell you right now, I had to make sure I bring in like 4 glasses of water before you eat first.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
ask you,
scared of that.
What is the best crack you've been to before?
What's the best prep track? I'm gonna tell you the guy. Well, I've been on Buzz Creek, and let me tell you something. They had the Buzz Creek jumping like you wouldn't believe. And I mean, you could, when they got that thing spraying and hooking right, man. I'm telling you, you can snatch. Yeah, you got your break a rear in the car.
Have you ever been to Norwalk?
No, I never been to Norwalk.
Okay.
No,
well,
I believe it or not, the first time coming to the. Top-notch?
This track is top-notch A1 in the country, in the world, actually. I ain't going to say the world, the United States, put it that way. The fastest track in the Midwest. You can sleep on the bathroom floor. That's how clean it is.
Okay,
it's
so
very
you sound
nice.
Like Buzz Creek over here, then.
Very nice facility.
Okay. Now, tell me something. What is the sea level over there?
What is the what?
The sea level. I mean, is a big altitude change over there?
No.
No?
It's probably the same as Virginia.
Okay.
That area. It's nothing changed. Yeah. It's...
Okay. Well, that's what we're trying to figure out, too, because definitely want to make sure that we come there and we're prepared. I mean, I know y'all got the locked-in races. I didn't get to talk to Tony and...
we was waiting on you last night on the show.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I forgot. What happened was, I wish you guys would have called me, but what happened was they made me fast. I had to fast since 12 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday because I had to go and do the whole CAT scan and everything else, and they made me drink all this water and everything. And I tell you, I had messed around, laid down and closed my eyes trying to because I was so hungry. I don't know if you've ever been through that situation where you got to hold it all the way up until 10 o'clock the next day without eating, almost 12 hours. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, we got the Friday is test and tune. Friday is going to be just like Saturday. We got people locked in for Friday to go off the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people testing and racing on Friday as well as Saturday.
Yeah, I wish I could have got on the lesson, but I'll make sure I get on the Sham Show. You just call me up. I'll make sure I get on Sham Show, and I know I'll lock in the race with Tony and then with the Camaro. That's no problem. We'll definitely lock in, and then I'm gonna run with Pete too, with the White Vega.
Yeah,
because I think Pete probably was on there last night.
No,
Pete
didn't get on last night.
Okay, how about Tony?
Tony didn't get on either.
Okay, well, they already promised. They both already said he dying. He said, I can't come in the gate. He's going to be all over me. So I said, okay.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be where? You coming Saturday morning?
Yeah, I should be there Saturday morning.
Okay.
I should be there Saturday morning. So I'll definitely go out there and... Oh, I've never been down the track, so I'm probably going to want to. Maybe I might make one hit, and that's it. It depends how I feel. If I feel I can just jump out there and just go out there the first hit, I'm going to just say, heck with it. Let's not even make a shakedown. We go down there. You know?
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, I like to see how I am, really. I like to take a shakedown, but we'll see. It depends how much they push me to where we're going to go at. And, but either way, one way or another, that race is happening this week.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. And I'll definitely be there, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I used to always look at your films, some of your films you used to have out. I used to always say, man, I want to go out there one day. And I ended up going to Sham's place. You know, I went over there, Sham, Leroy, and Gun and Picks. You know, I went down there for them. And I went there twice, you know. And Leroy actually, what happened was Little Tony actually came and supported me, you know, and I, on the real, I had to come back and support him. And basically, that's what I told him. I'm coming there. I'm making sure I come there for you. You turn around and you show him love. You came out here, all the way out here, and you came to me. I'm going back there to show you. I don't want to turn around and made you came all the way out here, and I don't need to say, all these guys will never show up back to us. I don't care. I'm going to be there. I'll make sure I'm there. You know, that's what I'm really coming out. Talking about coming on strength to him, I actually said it, and I'm coming through there. And definitely have Motor City Mafia. They always show good love to me all the time, so I want to turn around and show my love back to them.
Oh, yeah.
We already been saying it already. We've been talking about it, what we going to do. We going to come out there, and the truck ain't where I want it to be. It didn't want to run the way I wanted it to run. I wanted it to run better, but it just doesn't have the motor like it should to be. I wanted to try to dominate it, but it was a little bit too much for the truck. Then I had to change the converter. Just too much, so I'm going to have to leave that one alone.
Who all coming with you?
I got my whole family probably coming with me right now.
Okay.
That's how I'm coming out, my whole family. You know, I'm not sure if anybody else is pulling their cars or anything. I know Larry Thompson going to come out there, you know, Custom T. So
yeah.
It should be good. But,
I
got my...
I haven't met him yet.
Okay. Y'all want to go on for right now? I'm going to be right with you. I just got to grab this other phone. I think my boy Young Stang is on. We'll let him call in, okay?
All right.
Hey, Mark, what's going on? You want to call on there? Call in there. Call on the phone. The show. You want to call on the show? All right. I want to get you in. Okay.
Okay, I'm back. That was my man Young Stang there. I wish his car was ready because I know he already told me that he wanted to go out there and he wanted to try a few people. But he just ain't quite ready. And I know he told me that he's going to travel with me a couple times. So when his car's ready, I guess we'll be made. I know you got another show towards the end of the year.
What was that?
Pretty sure, right? Don't you have a show coming up again, another show coming up soon?
Yeah, we got one August 31st and October 5th.
And October 5th? Well, on October 5th, we might be able to make it because the 31st, we have our showdown at the 31st. And that's the World Nationals, and that's going to be at Butch Creek. But the 5th is going to be where?
The 5th is going to be 131.
It's going to be at 131 also? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely try to make everything made up. We don't mind turning around fellowship with you guys and you come back and fellowship with us.
Do y'all have any races in September?
You know what? Yeah, it's funny how you ask. I'm going to find out right now. I'm going to clip somebody. I'm going to cut my guy in right now. All right, Mark, you on? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, this is Young Stang. This is number one slouch, and Dwayne, they still on the phone with my man Dwayne up here. I'm going out to their show this week out there in Martin, Michigan. And, I was trying to tell them. I know we got something going on. Was the 18th, you might be getting locked in again?
Yeah, I'm locked. It's locked in. We locked in.
Yeah, okay. You want to tell who you locked in with?
Right now, Bobby and in discussion with Rhodey to do the same day.
You gonna do both of them? You gonna try to do both of them in the same day?
Yeah, all any of them. Bobby, Obama, Rhodey, all of them. Dwayne, all of them.
right. Now, that's going to be October, right?
Yeah, October 18th in Fayetteville.
October 18th at Fayetteville. So, Sasha, if you can turn around and get a couple of your guys come up there, we definitely do something on the
18th. I'll be there on that one. I'll make it to that one.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to have October 18th, and basically I'm going to make sure I talk to the Buick boys because I'm going to turn around and make sure that Phil's truck is going to be ready. And they actually said that if they got to come and they want us, they will run to us. So I'm going to make sure that the Buick boys, the gold Buick, gets his run with Phil on that day on October 18th. I promise them. So,
hey, Dwayne.
Oh, no, that ain't that Dwayne. Now, this is Dwayne from Long Island. I know the one you want. You want Dwayne Robinson.
I want the slut. I want to make him park his shit again.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he'll be on here in a little while. If not, his boy Weeby will be a close. Matter of fact, I think Weeby's out here now listening. Weeby, hit your one button, man, if you're out there. I want you to make sure you get on here. And I see the man calling you out there, calling your man out. So I want to make sure you tell him. All right, hold on 1 second. I might got Weeby. Weeby, your mic open.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You hear Young Stang over here, right?
Yeah, I hear him.
All right, well, he on the 18th, October 18th, you know he's going back out there against Rhodey. He's going out there against Bobby. He want to go all in the motor car. That's going to be a killing day that day.
We'll definitely be there.
Okay.
Well, you need a deposit. I'm trying to lock everybody in for that day. I'm going to kill one band man.
I just texted him, so he should be calling in a second.
No disrespect. You could get some, too.
As long as I don't got to give you nothing, I'll do it.
Yeah, nah, you got a big block with gas.
Yeah, but I'm slow. You faster than me.
Nah, you told me before when we was going to race that you was going to bust my ass right after Dwayne. That didn't happen, so you have changed your mind?
Yeah, you remember my starter was messed up.
All right, well, you got plenty of time to get a new one.
So I don't got to give you nothing. Heads up?
Yep, heads up, motor to motor. I ain't got to give you nothing.
I ain't running. I don't got no motor car.
You was going to race me? Come on, man. You was going to run me motor before.
Nah, not with that blue car. No way, you kill me. I don't want you to get a rep off me like that.
Any two cars can race, so if you shoot, you trying to say I can't get nothing?
Listen, you go a quarter mile, I'll give you the break. How about that?
Huh?
You go out the back door, I'll give you the break. Heads up, break, quarter mile.
When would you do that?
How about that? I'm trying to show you some respect on your car without me, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm giving your car respect. I know it'd be hard for me to do anything, give you anything in the 8th mile. I respect your car's riding, but I ain't going to be no just give my money away like that.
Hey, let me tell you something. I respect that you're respected, but the more people that respect you, the less races you get. So the more disrespect you get to a car, the more races you get. So do
yeah,
more
but
things.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't run you. I'm just saying I respect your car. I can't afford to give you nothing in the 8th mile. That's what I'm saying.
I don't race the 8th normally. I mean, I'd accommodate the race in the quarter, but when would you be willing to do that?
If you want to do it in October, that'd be enough time for me to do what
I
gotta
do.
I
can't do it at that particular race because the two races that I got locked in, I'm gonna be set up for the 8th mile.
Oh, for the 8th mile. Well, we'll put that in the works, and that'll be something that we can do in the future, because my car right now is set up, you know, I got to run two people. I'm actually set up for the 8th right now, because I'm running somebody, I'm running Brock in the 8th this Saturday at the Outer Banks.
So would you be there August 2nd?
In Maryland?
Yeah.
If I don't break nothing Saturday, yeah, I'm coming up there. After Saturday, man, I'll let you know that Monday when we're on the call, and I'll let you know I'm coming.
Well, you do that. I think I'm gonna jump out the window for you.
Out the back door?
Nope.
8th mile?
Yep.
Heads up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As long as you still got that duct, as long as you still got that duct tape holding on your water pump.
Nah, I took that off. I put the RTV on it now. But yeah, it's still the same stuff though. Hey, you know what's funny? It's funny that you mentioned that, right? You know that's why I wrecked. That top came off, man, off of the top of that where you pour the water in on the top of the intake. That thing popped off and got under the car. That's why I wrecked the car. Got underneath
that's
the wheel.
That's ever since. Listen. I've been in an accident. That's why I won't. If you ain't right, don't go out there. I don't want to beat you that bad. But if you, when I seen that, I said, you gonna race it with that? I was like, oh my God, you got balls of steel.
Yeah, I mean, the cap was on it, but I just used the duct tape wrapped around so it couldn't move.
I'm not talking about the top on the top cap. You had duct tape holding your water hose up that motherfucker.
No.
I'm dead serious. I got a picture of it. You say I'm lying.
It wasn't the hose. It's the cap.
Man, you had duct tape wrapped around your hose onto the water net. I said, are you kidding me? But listen, if you so happen not to break nothing, we gonna do something in MIR. But if you don't break nothing, you can have Joe as his DP man, and nothing break, I want to try your chin on Saturday.
Quarter mile.
And if you don't break nothing, legitimately break, you must lose some money.
Oh,
if you don't break, then you safe. But if you legitimately break on a race and it's visible you're broken, then you don't lose no money.
On the second.
Yep.
I'm gonna start praying I don't break nothing.
Well, Joe Gray, you available for a DP? How much you want to run for?
Well, I'm running block for $4,000 Saturday. So if you don't clean my pockets, I'll take that same money. No, I run for about $1,500, I think.
What?
You know, I ain't let you break me.
Hey, no, them numbers ain't add up. You said I'll take that same money and run you.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
buy
yeah, call it $1,500
of what you said.
Man, listen, hold on one second. Say hi.
Hello.
See, I got my old lady beside me because she looked at me, so I had to change that up.
Man.
So,
I got you.
I catch you when I'm by myself on the phone, and I can talk like that.
Yeah, you can't say the money right now. I know you're talking about.
Well, you messed up right there having your old lady by you when you talking about raising. My lady talking to her what I did with this money.
She messed the tire up, cracked the rim, so I'm got to put a spare on it, and we up here at the shop, so I got to be there.
Well, yeah, Joe, I want to definitely go down to Detroit, though. I do want to do that. We want to do it like a big trip to go down there. Like, we got to have something set up and locked in, you know, to go in order for us to commit to that trip.
Yeah, I mean.
Joe, you heard what I said?
You want to lock in right away?
Yeah, I want to get a, you know, if there's something similar to set up like us down there, we want to make that trip, but we want to plan it and lock it in and then go down there because we don't want to go down there on a limb, hopefully, and get a race. Because everybody say, oh, yeah, we got this. We want to get something set up.
Okay, gotcha. How about the Nova? Is that going to be ready?
Yeah,
Will's
Nova will be there. That's what we're going to bust Dwayne with on the 18th. And we want to lock him in with that.
They got a little box Nova. Weeby? Hey, Weeby. They got a little
there?
Box Nova they trying to run you with.
Run me with?
They got a little box Nova that they trying to run you with.
I got to check it out before I jump off the bridge.
No. You can look at it. They're going to have it out there. They're going to be out messing around with it.
Okay.
But I'm going to open up another mic right quick because I think this might be couple guys I got to make sure I just let them go. But y'all stay on here because somebody going to lock in some races tonight. That's the object of the game tonight. We're going to lock in races. We got to do it. 773-3625. Your mic's open. 773-3625. Your mic's open. Well, they hit it, the one button, but they're not opening it. Let me open this other one up. 410-0961. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? Is it Donald?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Hold on.
Not much. What are you up to?
Not much. I didn't catch the first few minutes of the show, but you want to race me or something?
No, I said with the lockup. This is how these guys are. A lot of guys want to have somebody covered by a mile. I said make it right, and if you make it right, somebody should be able to run. Right? Should be able to do something.
Definitely.
You can't turn around and just race. Picking on a guy, and the guy's you outclassed him. And a guy happened to say, "Well, why can't you ain't ran Donald and give Donald the car?" I says, "If Donald would have turned around, go back, and he say he want to run again, I would do that. If we come back the same way, we'll try it. We'll go out there." That's exactly what I said. So you know, so if you have the car out there, you know what I mean, the same way, no big deal. Same way I was, and you know, we both know how our cars are. I would go back out there to make it for just to be gambling. That's the whole thing about going out. No, just going out there doing a whole bunch of passing, pass after pass after pass. I don't mind going out there and tell you, you know, I'll go out there and I'll get off your bumper or something like, you know what I mean? Or give you the back tire.
Give me the brake.
That's what I was saying. Oh, I don't know about that brake now. That's that brake is too much now.
Come on, man.
You done lost me on that one.
Come on, Joe.
Dude, I never see the end of it.
Come on, Joe. You talking about making fair. Come on, bud.
That's making it fair. The one I beat you by, that's what I would give you. That's making it fair, bro. Not even really beat you by, but... You know.
Hey Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey Joe. Let's do this.
Yep.
Won't me and you go down to the scale? Just me and you. And if I outweigh you by 400 pounds, you give me the back tire. I mean the brake.
Huh? You said the back tire. Now listen. You said the back tire.
I'm at the brake. Come on, man. I've been at this for a while. But look. That's just me and you go down there. It's just some fun. You know what I'm saying? We go down there, and if you got me, if my car is 400 pounds heavier than yours, you give me the brake.
How about this here? I'm gonna do something crazy. I'm gonna jump out the window. I let you stay to the back tires, and I gotta clear you up there. If I don't clear you, you win. Fair enough.
I don't want the back tire.
No, I'm gonna get you the back tire and the clear.
Oh. Don't we just run heads up to the eighth? Don't we run heads up to the eighth? Heads up to the
8. Yeah, we do it. Heads up to the 8, that's fair.
We'll just do heads up to the 8.
All right, we'll go out to heads up to the 8. It is what it is.
Huh?
That's fair. We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do that that day. All right.
That's fair.
All right, that sounds good.
I done talked myself out of the other thing there, didn't I? God damn.
Joe, I don't like it, but I'm going out there.
Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Is that something we can do, though, just ride down there and see what the difference is?
Yeah, that's no problem. You know that.
All right.
I got no problem.
It'd be me and you. I swear to God, it'd be just me and you.
No, Joe.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not worried about it. You can see it.
Joe Gray, no. You don't discuss grudge racing. Wait, grudge racing? If you do that for him, everybody can expect you to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true, though.
If his
you
car
right
weighs,
about that one.
His car weigh a lot, that's his problem.
Who is this? Is this Young Shane?
Yep.
Man, Jesus. I thought, geez.
Hey, Donald,
you know, I still got a bad hamstring.
Hey, you know what? Me too. I'm going to have one for the rest of my life. I got a fake lead.
I hear you. But look,
what's going on, man? What's going
on,
man?
To give you, we were willing to gamble with you with that.
What? Please don't know.
We got a Mustang. It got a small block in it, small carburetor with mufflers, cacked up. We try your heads up.
That's what I said. Hey.
Charlie, heads up.
Yep.
See, that's why I don't get up here, man. I get picked on. Yo. I don't know, man. I'm at the run too first to see where I'm at. I mean, I'll take a look at it. You know I ain't got a problem with that.
It's a Mustang.
All steel, all glass.
Small block. Small block
Ford?
Yep. Small 4150 carburetor. Capped up.
What kind of head?
Huh?
What kind of cylinder head? It's straight head?
Yeah, inline head.
I don't know, man. I'll take a look at it. I mean, don't bring it down there just for me.
Huh?
I'll tell you that. I said, don't bring it down there just for me because, I mean, just, you know, don't bring it down there just because of me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, run Joe.
Huh?
Run Joe with it.
Nah.
Oh, you can't race him?
Huh?
You can't race Joe with it?
I don't know. Hold on.
You what?
Hello?
Yeah. You can't run Joe with it?
I can't run Joe.
Oh, okay. I got you. It's fair. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I can't run Joe. That's not ethnically right for me.
Oh, okay. So y'all pick on me if it's okay, right?
I'm not picking on you. It's nothing personal.
Nah, I just want to lock in some races tonight. That's what I'm looking for, Dom. That's what we're trying to do. Whoever's out there,
we're
looking for races. Everybody's been asking me, and I'm going to tell you right now, Pizza Gangster's sitting there waiting. So I'm waiting for him to get a locked-in race. I hate for him to come all the way out there, and nobody wants to do anything, so we want to lock in a race tonight. I promise I'm going to get him a race tonight. I promise a couple people I want to get them races tonight. So if anybody got something out there that they're willing to do a fair race, anything decent, we're going to jump out the window with a couple races. We're going to have to make it right, or they make it right. Either way, we're going to do something, though. That's the deal.
All right, what? Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm?
Call me tomorrow, or I'll call you tomorrow, and that way we can work out all the details.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Sound good. Sound good.
All right, buddy.
No problem at all.
Thanks, sir.
I promise you that. We'll definitely do something.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to open up another mic, so you just hang on, because you never know. Somebody might got a big heavyweight like you want to race with you in another Nova. But,
okay.
All right.
Yes,
816-0546. Your mic open.
Yeah, Joe.
What's going on now?
You know who this is. Right now,
it's out west, ain't it?
It's out west. It's your nightmare.
I told him I'd come check it out.
It's nightmare?
Yeah, nobody move, nobody get hurt.
How's everything? How's
Cadillac,
everything?
Man, it's Cadillac. What's going
how's
on?
How's everything? I told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get me that emblem. I'm going to put a chain on it. I'm going to try to make it
hey,
there.
I'm looking forward
there.
To getting that check from you. I'm looking forward to getting my check, so I'm just letting you know.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I got to get that check.
Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. Okay, we're going to find out.
It's already set.
It's already set. Okay. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of racing that day. Yeah, like, did you got any of the guys that we know so far that's racing that day, Saturday? That's, I know it's 25 locked in runs, but I don't know all the guys. Can you know some of the names though, or some of the premier races?
No, not right now.
Okay.
What is that? MIR?
No, this one we going to. I'm going to Michigan, Martin, Michigan, this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going out there, and then I know a couple of the guys are coming back out to MRI on the 2nd, and I'll see what they got.
Is there anybody out there necessarily that runs on motor? Mostly nitrous.
Oh, yeah, they do. They got a few cars. From Michigan. So when I go out there, I'm going to make sure I see them, and I'm going to see what they want to come on. Do they want to come on October, or they going to come on the 2nd? Which one? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would love I like that traveling to go to hometowns, but you got to want to set them up.
What's the hurt? What is she going to do? Because you want to get started, Mom.
Yeah, because believe it or not, they got a, what is it, set on kill? Who's that with the little box Nova? It's all on motor. 67 Nova Cadillac.
What color is it?
It's a red color, red with black bumpers.
That
I've
may
dogs.
Be Fonz. I think that's
yeah,
Fonz.
Because I saw a dog in, was it Skin sitting and standing in front of it.
Yeah, that might have been RBL's car. That might have been RBL's. It's Fonz or RBL because they both got red 67 Nova.
Because it's a gray car. What's that gray car out there that Jimbo and them down with? I mean, I can't run them head up, but I'll gamble with them a little bit. I mean, they a little bit better than me set up, but... If they'll gamble, I'll be willing to try them. That gray car, I think they call it Grey Goose.
What kind of car is it?
It's a
Mustang.
I think they're the Never Scared Jimbo on them or something like that.
Yeah, that might be Jimbo now.
Yeah, that's, they got a
Young Money now, one of them.
Long Island Joe.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Man, I think you scared, man. You put all these stipulations in races, man. Race RBL. We just gonna race RBL with that car.
Huh?
You said what you what? Trying to do, man? I saw you on the Crossoff video, man. Earlier, man. You put a lot of stipulations in your races, man. Why you gonna run?
And what you want? What
are
you talking
man?
About? What race?
The
Which one?
Board.
No, I'm not putting no I ain't putting no stipulations. I'm bringing Gerald up there. It's a G-body. It don't matter. He can come with, like he come. I told him they can come anywhere they come. G-body to G-body. There ain't no problem. There ain't no stipulations. I don't care what he come with.
A country pimp said your truck with his car.
I told you, but the truck didn't come. Wait. Country Pimp, he already know what I said. I said, I'm got to try the truck out. If it works with it, I'll make sure. Young Stang's on the phone right now. He know what I did with the carburetor, and it didn't work. I'm waiting for it back, so I'm not going to say I can have it there in time. And I told Country already. I did tell him, though, I will promise him, by October that I'm going to run them with the truck over. It ain't no problem. I'm not asking for nothing. I just want to make sure I'm on my head of my game. I can't come in there. I can't come to a gunfight with a knife. I'll be crazy. So I'm going to come on my best, too. I'm not going to come up there half-stepping. I don't want to ask the country for nothing. I want to run them heads up. When my son run them, he's going to run them heads up. I'm not coming in there begging, asking, give me the break or anything. Every time I came out there to the West, I ran heads up. I ain't asked for a thing. Not one thing, and I'm not going to start asking for a thing. If I can't ask for something, I'm out of my league. Basically, I'll just be real about it. So it ain't going to be... By you saying that I put a lot of stips on, there is no stips on our race. And Country, what do you call him? Country Pimp? He'll tell you.
Yeah,
there ain't no stips on the race.
You call him Dancer no more. You call him Country Pimp. Down
here. What is his name?
Country Pimp, you don't call him Dancing no more. You call him Country Pimp, man.
Country Pimp, huh? Well, I ain't worried about Country Pimp. Because when we get out there, we're going to promise you. When everything, we're going to see. But look, and on a real between me and you, Like I said, when I go out there, when I get there, and this is the guy I show. Now I didn't ask for Puerto Rican Junior that came up. Puerto Rican Pete that asked me about racing that day, and we didn't have the car there, and he came there, and that's one reason why we have to race. Plus Tony called, you know, and he thought I had run the car, and I had, like I told him, I had run, but I made sure I'm gonna make it all the way back up there, and I'm running them two right off the bat. Whether win or lose, I don't care if I lost the first one or second, whatever. I'm going right back out there and I'm running the second one.
You gotta have you to get us out there. We gotta back you up out there. They can't be talking to you like that.
Oh man, I'm talking. Listen, they talking wild now. But right now we holding it down a little bit. We gonna make sure they gonna come to us the next one. They said so. We gonna see. You know, and like that said, now October 18th, we got some crazy stuff. October 18th, it's going to be off the hook out there, Fayetteville.
Who was just talking to you like that? Who was his name?
Huh? They got Country Pimp. They got the That's the Buick Boys cheerleaders.
What they got? Hey, my man, what you got?
Cadillac Joe. Cadillac.
Yeah.
Cadillac, tell him who that is. Tell him what he got. My man that was talking for the Country Pimp. Tell him what he got a car he got.
They got a Buick.
On nitrous. He run your motor too. He got a 69 Skylark. He'll run you on motor or he'll run you how you want to run. But my thing is this, Joe. You know we've been talking about this thing for almost the last month or so, and I don't want no discrepancy when everybody start betting their money and the cars won. So what I'm saying to you is this here. You said on the video we got this car for dancing. We're gonna kill Dance and Rudolph. Let Rudolph get there or you kill Dance. You kill the Dallas Dancer first. So my thing is this here. Man, let's race, man. Let's race, bro.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen. Listen, all I gotta do is just, you know, God honest truth. Now this is now he's coming. Gerald for the come, and that's grown folks. If everybody wanna know, it's the Oldsmobile. What's on there? We will run, like we said. We will run. We promise you, we're gonna run Blue Thunder, juice to juice. We're not lying about that. All I got to do is wait for Gerald. Gerald's going to be the one. I'm going from one end. He's coming from the other end. And when we get there, it ain't going to be. Listen, we don't even care. We go, on that race there, we going off the trailer. As soon as we walk in that gate, it'll happen. It's just like when I went out there and I knew Phil Chuck was running decent, I turned around and let him go off the trailer. Now, that's all to it. I'm not gonna turn around and tell you, oh, no, you're going to sit there for the whole rest of the day. You know, you see, when we go out there and race, we don't never have to wait to the last minute and try. We're going out there. We're just going to run, and then if we get to run somebody else, we're going to run somebody else. And that's what I got to do with Pete. And we actually setting a little time. Matter of fact, they're supposed to be setting a time limit, what they wanted. And that's how I'm going to do it that day. I'm going to run all both of them regardless. And that'll be Tony with that Camaro and Pete with the Vega. So it ain't going to be – I won't hold you up.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I ain't gonna hold you up neither. I'm gonna let another caller come in. Me and you clocks off, and I'm gonna live with the Buick boys because I like the Buick boys. I'm from Chicago, and I like the Buick boys. And the Buick boys, I think the Buick boys have a nice car. So I'm gonna bet my money with the Buick boys.
Oh, I ain't never said they don't have a nice car. I just said we're gonna knock his head off. We're gonna have deer meat. That's all I said. We're going to barbecue some deer out there. Joe had a car there. We're going to run y'all. You hear what I said now, right? We gonna run.
Yes, I did, Long. Long, I understand what you said because you bet your money, too, and you want to win, too. So Fat Chain, there's never been no rival to nobody. So my thing is this, when that time do come, if I ain't there, if I am there, I'm going to bet my money with that Buick.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear, ride or die. Ride or die, that's what you're doing. Now, I like that. I like that. There ain't no problem. There ain't no problem at all. Well, they could both be, they're going to have more of the cars there, right? All the Buicks are going to be there?
Well, it's going to be a few of them there, so it is what it
okay.
is. So the cars that you're supposed to run, I know they're definitely going to be there. So they're not going to back down from you. They're not going to do none of that. They're engaged, man. They try to engage with
let me tell you something. Nobody ever said they don't engage. I just told them, like I said, I didn't have the truck was not fully capable of running with them that day. It was not where it should be. And I know what I had to do, so that's why I'm doing it now. So, I like I told them, if it comes ahead of time, if it be ready ahead of time, the truck will be there Saturday with me. If not, like I told them, and that's how I told Dance ahead of time. I told him by Wednesday, I give him the phone call. Dance knows. By Wednesday. So Dance will know whether or not the truck is there because I don't want to hold him up saying I'm coming for him. But if for some reason it don't happen, he already told me that he's willing to take a travel. And on the 18th, that probably be the best time for him to come on out there because there's going to be a lot of us horsepower cars. And that would be perfect. I mean, you know, I don't mind riding somewhere, and they said they don't mind riding somewhere, so it's perfect. We'll meet up and we'll do it.
And the thing is, I don't want you to look like Puff Daddy, and I'm looking like and the Buick boys looking like what's the boy name? The big boy from California, the big boy man, the boy. Robbing people and all that old stuff, man. That dog, man. What was that boy name, man? Suge Knight. He say Puffy on the videos dancing and all this old stuff and all in the videos and all. You ain't got to do none of that. I'm having them Buick boys hit you right in your head, Long Island. Cut that hair clean off from you, baby, to your ponytail.
I saw Suge Knight get knocked out by a little guy at the bar. So I don't know what you're talking about. He was small. He knocked Suge Knight clean out.
I know one time Suge Knight was a gangster.
Huh?
I said, he was a gangster.
he was snoring like crazy. I said, good gracious. Just let you know now. One time he was a gangster, but now I think Suge Knight a little washed up. He's a little washed up, so easy now. They got shoes. They got Snoop Dogg talking junk to Suge Knight now, so I don't know what much you can say no more. So, all right, well, I'm going to open up another mic, but I'm going to definitely be there. No, I'm going to definitely be, listen, don't worry about it. You come right on over to me, because I'm going to definitely be there Saturday. You know? And I know you like Tony and you like Pete and them. I'm going to bet, so regardless.
Well, you my man. I got love for you like a brother, man, you know, from another mother. But I'm just saying to you this, I like a car, and I think I can win. I'm going to bet you my money. You ain't got to be like me, you and Gunner. You ain't got to give me my money back. You can just get you some and just keep on moving.
Yeah, because I ain't giving Gunner back no more money. You know that. He done. He showed me something. He ain't getting no more money. I got to that one.
Hey, so, Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Long Island. Breaking news. I got one thing to tell you. I'm going to share my money with you. I'm going to share my money with you that you pay me because you my boy. We brothers. So, it ain't no big right. Use. It ain't no little eyes. I got you. But you going to pay me though. You paying me, bro. You heard what I said? You going to pay. I won't have no frown on the face because I'm letting you know I'm going to share, man, with you, bro.
All right.
First and clocks off, I'm sharing with at Long Island Joke. Cadillac Joke said it first on the station.
All right. Okay. I can't wait to this. I can't wait to get out there. I ain't going to lie. I need me a little vacation. I need one.
Hey, Long Island, I want you to do your good burnout. I want you to get in the car and do a burnout and go down the track one time and wave your hand. That's all.
No. look, I'll tell you right now, I already know. The other boy told me, Tony said that they're going to have, at the 3:30 mark, they're going to be a car in front of me. At the 6:60, they're going to be two. I got to see it. He got to prove it to me. He got to prove it to me. I got to see it.
Seeing is believing, Joe. Seeing is believing.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I got to see it. If he do that, I'm going to shake his hand.
Hey, I tell you what, we're going to make it even better. We might even put baby boy in the back of the S-10 so he can wave for you.
Baby boy ain't in the back of nothing. Baby boy going to be driving. Baby boy ain't going to be in the back of shit, Cadillac.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't wait to young Sam. If he was right, I'd be bringing him out there right now. I ain't going to lie. We'd definitely be hunting. But it is what it is. He's not quite ready, but it'll be ready soon.
Hey, Long Island, you didn't know baby boy was a hunter? You didn't know he was a hunter? Baby boy, I don't know.
They might have took his hunting license.
I just got drawn on about 4 or 5 times, so I ain't going to do none of that, so I'm going to leave it alone and let these big guys
help. Hey, baby boy, tell you like this. I got your lightweight, baby. I got your back. Let him draw. Let him draw, baby. Tell them, baby boy, get in the backwards position, tell them you're going to let them leave first, and you're going to go get them.
Whoever listening, you heard what kind like Joe said, and that's what it is. I'm going to leave it alone.
Whoa. You said you're going to sit back there and let them leave.
We're going to let them back. I'm going to let them leave. But they got to be in reverse, facing the reverse position. I'm going to let them take off first and go get them.
Okay, I got you. I can't even say that. Leave. Hold on now.
I stipulated correctly. You have to be in the reverse position and be in reverse.
Nah, that don't sound good there.
Hey, I'm going to test your driving skills. I'm going to let you leave first.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay,
I'm going to definitely pass on that one.
Okay.
But I will definitely be there, Cadillac Joe. I'm going to make sure, I got to go tell my son, too. So make sure he go down there and go pick up that Cadillac emblem for me. I got to go get that. I'm going to find me a chain. I'm going to make me a chain.
Well, like I said.
I'm gonna say, where Cadillac Joe at? I want to see it. Where he at?
Right here. I'm right here. We handle all problems.
All right, well, you make sure you come see me as soon as I get there.
I'm coming to get my money, man. I'm coming to get my money, man. I'm coming to get my money.
You coming to get the money? Uh-oh.
I'm coming to get the money, man.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, we're going to see.
What you mean, Joe? We're going to see. Joe, you're not taking no money home with you this time, Joe. You're going to get all that money.
Oh no, baby boy, everybody, listen, y'all see me on the first race, then y'all see me on the second race. That's fair? Y'all gonna bet on all both races? Huh?
Joe, whatever you want to do, Joe, it's up to you.
Okay. All right,
What you told me to bet was we can double it. That's on you.
Okay, what'd I tell you?
Huh?
What'd I tell you?
You gave me odds on my money. You know what the odds was. You know what the odds
I gave you
odds are.
On the money.
Yeah, you gave me odds on
now. My
money.
Hold on now. I remember this one. I might have been drunk.
Yes, you did. You was. I don't know. I took it.
What was the odds?
These shows are recorded. So however you want to play it, though.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me what it was.
Tell you what it was. It was 5 on 20.
That the boy won't run? No, you don't win.
You said bet.
5 on 20 that, okay.
Yeah, I got the $5 bet. If you lose, you got to pay me 20. If I lose, I got to pay you 5. That's what you told me.
Okay.
Okay.
You got
That's
it.
That's our bet.
Okay. Yeah, I remember what that
All
was.
Bet.
It's good.
Okay.
That's
good.
No problem.
I
want you to autograph my money.
Look at here. Hey. I ain't about to autograph nothing because you're going to make it into the Ching Ching project. Ching Ching.
Okay.
My dollar. My time, baby. All
right.
I got paid for my time. That's all.
Got you. No problem.
We're
going to find out. I'm telling you right
time.
Now. I might come off the trailer just to get that little bit of thing.
Yeah, okay.
I might have to
whatever you want to do, Joe.
Okay. You got it. I'm going to open up another mic, but y'all hang on in there. All right. 773-3490. Your mic open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? This is D from D and Larry. Just listen to me and getting clocks off his support. This is what you are.
All right. How's everything now?
I actually made the run for the day. I got a little training. So I'm trying to get in the truck. I got a little training session going. Trying to teach my brother how to drive a truck. But as a whole, it's going pretty good. Man, how about yourself?
Yeah, hanging in there. Everything worked out good in the doctor's office today, so I'll be ready for Saturday.
You have the right doctor working for you.
Yeah,
when you got the right doctor, you don't worry about that.
I hear you talking to
Cadillac and Baby. I don't care.
Yeah.
You again. Leave them beers alone, man.
Oh, we're going to find
if
out.
If you want to come out of Victoria, leave them beers alone.
Well, them
beers can be dangerous for you, Jim. We're going to find out.
I'm hard-headed.
All right, look here. I'm just like I said, just supporting the show, Joe. I run a truck door, so I'm going to go on mute and listen.
Okay. I take care of it.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, have a good one. Okay.
You too. Yeah, oh, man, they got some stuff with them tonight, boy. Dwayne, you still on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear them, right? You hear they trying to triple team me over there when I get there to this place?
Yeah, I know. They try to outnumber you.
Yeah, but they outnumber me out there now. I ain't going to lie. It's so good out there. You can get runs all night long. That's how it is. I ain't going to lie.
Wow.
I think I might have to bring 2 cans of gas.
I'm telling you. See, they like that, Joe, because they know, you know, you run a little long, but they come this way, they know they got a lot to shake on.
Yeah. Look, I got backup when they come up here. I'm just going
exactly.
by myself this time.
Exactly. 6, 7, 5, 9.
They're
going to be all over me.
Yeah.
Messages
to gang
too
short.
You. Record your message after the tone. Simply hang
yeah.
up when done.
I guess somebody's
trying to call somebody.
Or for delivery
options, press the pound sign.
Yeah, we're going to see. I can't wait for this. Well, I wish you can come out there, Dwayne. You had to see this.
Wow, I wish
you
I could.
Believe
you know what? What I'm going to do the next time, let me know when the next time I take vacation that week. And I come
yeah,
through.
It's good. I guess I'll tell you right now, the hospitality they got is unbelievable. The racing they got is unbelievable. They like racing. You know, I got to give them credit.
What's
they don't mind
Michigan?
Going out there. And whether win or lose, they going to give you, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I got to say about it. I mean, I talk junk about the Buick boys and all that, but one thing about them, them jokers do run.
Yes,
and, you know,
that's good. They're not afraid to run.
Credit.
They're coming out to do what they got to do.
Oh, yeah. There ain't no doubt about it. I just wish I could have been able to do it with them before. And basically, it's just that the thing just don't want to take the car really like I want, but we'll see.
Yes,
we're going to have to get things straight. If everything's straightened out after, we're going to end up racing them guys. Some down the line, we definitely got to get it off. I think that's going to be probably the last run. Out there when we go out there. So, it should be good. But I'm going to open up another mic here, and I see you. This might be my man here. 804-0482. Your mic goes.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on? How's everything?
Man, ain't nothing. Just getting out the garage, turning wrenches.
Okay. You heard old young Stang on there, huh?
Nah, I just getting on here.
Oh, yeah. He,
what are you talking about?
Out to, he talking about on October 18th. He want to set any, all the motor cars on fire.
What's going on October 18th?
It's going to be at Fayetteville.
Oh, shit, he'll never get me there again. I'll come, but he'll never race me there again.
Okay.
No, sir.
And then, you know, he's going to be there on the second. He want to do something on the second, too, now.
Okay, yeah, I told him I'm going to let him know. I'm busting my ass trying to get it back together.
Okay.
Nah, he's trying to get that favor. That's like Mike Tyson fighting goddamn Floyd Mayweather on ice.
Oh,
ain't gonna happen.
Oh,
and
no.
I am Mike Tyson, 1993 Mike Tyson. That finesse shit ain't gonna work. I'm overpowering his ass. Nah, I ain't doing that one. But if I get it straight, he got action on the second.
Okay.
Yeah, if I get
everybody, I'll tell you right now, everybody talking about coming on the second one to do something. You got a lot of people talking, and a lot of people, you know how it is. You got guys talking.
Your recording
don't
has
want
reached
lock
the
in,
maximum
or,
length. To
or,
replay
you know,
your message,
so
press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Somebody out there.
For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6.
But,
to cancel this message, press
crazy.
Star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Yeah, we find out see who it was.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery,
hold up a minute.
Press the start button on your fax machine now.
Phone,
to cancel this fax.
All right, that was 773 number that was doing it. I just got him. All right. But it's gonna be interesting as hell. The second,
you know, I usually get a text from your show because you know Monday I don't even realize it is Monday, you know. But
yeah,
I got that
text you. I hit
extra.
You up. I think I did.
Yeah, you did. You did hit me up. But
yeah.
See, I was out in the garage, so I didn't get the text to like 8 something.
Okay.
But the time on the text was like 6:30.
Yeah. Now I was
so
going out. I hit. I was doing a doctor's thing, you know, they had me getting these, putting that contrast in your arm. Golly.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I don't like needles.
Oh, yeah.
That's needle, that's a, man, look, if you just saw how big that needle was, I said, golly, y'all doing hitting a horse with this thing? And y'all going to put two of them in there? No. So, you know, that was one thing. The lady said, oh, you got some nice veins. Strong, I've been working. I said, no, I ain't working, but she said, oh, this is good to put these in. They can stick this in good. I said, yeah, but I don't like needles. Let me turn my head away. I said, don't tell me when you're getting ready to stick me. That's the only way I can get a needle. I can't look at it and don't want to know when they're going in.
I can't do it either. I hate them, man.
I can't do that. I said, you ain't going to faint on me. Nah, I ain't going to faint on you. Just don't tell me don't tell me you sticking me. That's all.
Just feel the pressure. That's it.
Yeah, that's a whew, boy.
So Young Saint said he. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Uh huh.
He talking about he gonna set the motor world on fire, huh?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, well.
He definitely said it.
You know, I beg to differ that. I mean, you know. I beg to differ.
Boy. Oh, yeah. You know, I done had a lot of people done called up, and everybody saying that what they going to do, this one going to run, that one. I think Monster and him are racing somebody. Monster and them got a Camaro. They coming out there, and they racing somebody on the second.
Yeah, it's going to be a live meet, man. I got a lot of people that ain't even got cars talking about coming.
You know, we got two buses coming from up here.
Mm-hmm.
Two busloads, yep.
Well, shoot, it should be right, man. The After Dark always do it. You know what I mean? It always be packed up there. I know man Weeby coming. We just got my boy car, the white Mustang with the big block in it. We just got that back together this morning. So, And I know that the old Vanilla Gorilla, the Black Deuce, going to be there. Another one of our teammates. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm there, you know?
Okay.
I'm trying to make sure I'm there, man. I gotta get a little bit in. I told Youngstay me and him go to the quarter. He said if he coming down south, we going to the eighth. I said, nah, let's go to the big M. But I mean, I can't even really do no whole lot of talking, Joe, because you know, I'm just trying to make sure everything going right, you know.
No, I understand.
Like I told him, I can't talk when it's finished. Or you gonna hear me? You'll hear me from all the way down. You'll hear me all the way in New York screaming outside when it's ready. But I can't do too much now because then they be trying to lock me in, and I ain't exactly ready. I got 10 more days.
Okay.
You know, 10 more days.
I wish you was ready to come down there with me over there. No, man, Michigan over there.
Is that where you going this weekend or something?
Yeah, I'm going to Michigan this week.
I just heard you and some other guy on that phone talking about a Cadillac man or something like that.
Oh, that's Cadillac Joe.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call him, Cadillac Joe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, shit, I wish I was young too, man.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie.
We been sitting back waiting. He'll love to go.
Man, look, I wish he could come down there with me because, let me tell you, they got a race. They got a race down there. They actually doing a tennis tire class. And like they said, they ain't lying about it. I don't care if they ain't but two cars in this thing. It's guaranteed $10,000 purse.
Damn.
Yes, sir. They ain't lying.
Yeah,
when they did it, they do it every time.
That's
they don't
a good
care.
Payout there.
Listen, mess around and let's be only two cars in there. I'm going to be the third one.
I don't blame you.
Look,
I'll put,
hey,
look,
happen,
I'll put my toe
light,
vehicle in
there
and be the
fourth.
Hey, look, I'll put my toe vehicle in there and be the fourth. Is Weeby on here?
Weeby was in here. Yeah, Weeby still on.
I'm on here.
What up, teammate?
What's going on, D-Rob?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. Just getting out of the garage, man.
That damn going trip sound kind of tempting, man. $10,000. I'm going to race for $4,000 when I can win
10. Damn right. Shit, I don't blame you. Hey, look, I already got that spent before I get there. If my car was ready. Look, Joe, you laughing, but me and Weeby the only two already have our money spun before we win it.
Hey, that's the truth.
I know
what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, I already got my plans of what I'm going to do with it. Yes, sir.
Youngstay, he's
still on here or he gone?
Youngstay, he had just left off here. I think he was at work, but he's going to call right back in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
I know I used to run brackets, and Dwayne would tell you back in the day, I used to go out there, and I said, man, I got to win this one. I remember it was right around Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to lie to you. I had lost the week before. I came out there and ran the brackets. It was $1,500 a win, and I messed around and won. I was already thinking what I was buying already.
Man, you're right, man. Me and look,
my wife knew everything.
Hey, look, at Drag Mania, me and Weaver already knew we was going to the finals. We already had it planned, didn't we, Weaver?
Yep.
Shit, we're laid back in the enclosure, just sitting back where we going to spin it on.
Yeah.
Then they messed the pot up.
Come on.
You was sick.
When they messed the pot up. That shit was like you waiting for Christmas, and then you don't get what you want for Christmas.
Look, me and Weaver said when they told us about the pot, both of us said, what? At the same time. To throw our money off. But we had a good time. It was worth it.
That's not good, though, when somebody promised you a pot, though, so you win and you think you're going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it messed the game up.
Yeah, I won that little $1,500. Somebody went back and told my wife before I got home, your husband won $1,500. Oh, yeah. God, no. She had a hand out
before
I could get in the door.
She knew before you got home, Joe.
I tried to lie. No, it wasn't. I ain't winning. I lost. It ain't work.
That's what it was.
That ain't work.
I was mad about the money, but I was the first person on the East Coast to whip one of them guys on speed.
He sure was, and I was the second.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
First, look, the first, the, Virginia, the Virginia Connection Outlaw was the first one to beat one of them weak-ass motherfuckers. Excuse my French. Not all of them weak, but the one we ran was weak.
You was weak.
Yeah, he was pretty weak, boy. We thought, look, we thought we were get to fighting in the staging lanes and every damn thing.
Come on.
Man, shit. They tried to, see, they was trying to trick us up. Me and we were qualified number one and number two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they tried to make us run each other. Well, I got the bye, and Weaver was supposed to get him in the semis, and he cried and bitched and ratted and tried to change the rules and all kinds of crap. Here, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the bastard on TV now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But,
he tried to get my motor pumped and everything. Just
oh,
like
yeah.
The motor was.
Told a lot that I had nitrous. I had, they are all up underneath the hood of my car and up in, underneath the car looking and all kinds of shit, which I ain't mind them looking, you know. They won't want to find them because they ain't known that.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah,
well,
we
know
had
how it
we had a, yeah, man, you know, crybabies, man.
Yeah, you know, you can't never, you can't beat them. That's what they think. They can't. You should never be able to beat them.
Oh, man, they were
so
sick about
as soon
it,
as you beat, as soon as you beat them, you, something you did, something you, how you cheated, that's all. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened, Joe, the first shakedown, you know, I was, this was my first time on drag radio, so Weaver was trying to show me how to use them, you know. But it was, Weaver, were you out the car or was you in the car? No, you wasn't driving the first fast.
No,
and when I
somebody
spun
got
bad,
background
so,
noise because it come in like an
that's,
echo.
That's probably me.
Uh-oh.
I spun bad, and, you know, so when I made my second qualifying pass, man, I damn near went, a second faster, you know. So first thing they said is I had help, you know. I had help going a second faster, but it was what it was. Shit, we still dogged them. We had a good time.
Wow.
You know, it was an experience.
Okay, okay.
You know, we grudge races, but we love that. We love that import shit. You remember I was telling you about that.
Yeah.
We love that now.
I don't blame you though. I like it too when doing that import thing, import versus muscle. I
yeah.
like that playing around up there.
Yeah, man, it's fun, man. We have we waiting for our World Cup finals now. We all have a ball. Me, G Money, Diddy Hay, Weeby, Father Time, Snowman. Shit, we all have a ball up there, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
I gotta go one day when y'all go. I gotta make sure I do that.
I promise you it will change your life, man. I mean, you'll be there every year. You'll be there every year after that.
I'm telling you, I went out to the West, and I'm telling you, I love it because they run the quarter, and I like it.
Yeah,
you ain't got to worry about no 8 miles. They run the quarter,
and that's how it was with me. That was my first time shaking down the quarter. You know, once I ran it the first time. I promise you, I felt, we will tell you, I said I won't run the eighth no more.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the quarter.
I love it, too.
Oh,
that's my race. I got
yeah,
a race.
I ain't
going to
lie. I love that, too. That's why I was saying I like that when we was out there. I said, shoot, this is fun. Very fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it depends. It depends on what happened. The youngest thing, I might get a little fit of it. I just got to... I ain't gonna say nothing bad about the track. I just keep it 100. The track don't work for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It might though. It depends on how sticky it is. I mean, we got it working.
Well, I know that day already. They've been talking about it, so we've been saying it what we wanted. And basically, what's gonna happen that day? We actually, it's gonna be like 2 days every time. They actually gonna rub
it down. Is this one of your races, Joe?
Huh?
Is this your race?
Yeah, this is going to be one of mine. I'm going to be there. I'm going to definitely be doing it.
He's going to
be with me over there. And we're going to scrape it. I had told them already what I wanted. I don't care. If I got to get the whole thing of VHC, put the whole thing on one lane, one on the other, it is what it is.
Well, if it's your race, we'll be there, won't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want that thing to happen because I know Rhodey. Supposed to be, he want Rhodey, he want to run Obama. He already locked in with the kid Bobby. So he should be a tough race. Definitely tough. But I can barely hear you back. I think that thing kept beating back through your phone. You watching TV?
Who, me?
Yeah, I hear it coming back through the feed through your phone. You hear it?
What about now? Can you hear it now?
Yeah, I'm better now. You better now.
What day is this race? And what?
October something.
October 18th.
And it's gonna be in where? Fayetteville.
That gonna be in Fayetteville.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I'll tell you what. That August 2nd, I ain't gonna lie to you. There's so many people coming from all over. If you can't get a race, something wrong. That day, there's so many people that want to come and want to do something. It's crazy. I mean, from all over. Everybody's calling me up.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Youngstown and them don't drive that pad up all super high, you know, they probably can get action. But if it's super high, you know, I'm going to go in and bow that right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys, they like them big pads, man. You already know my story. I ain't doing that.
Well, did you hear the pods that's up for all them other races?
I'm pretty sure they was high.
No, I'm saying, but did you hear the pods that's going on for August 2nd?
What is it?
All right, you know Troublemaker and Mac?
Yeah.
That's 1 on 5.
Okay.
That's 1,000 on 5, though. Now you turn around, you got 3 to 4 more that you got doing the same crap, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you got HD and John Eskew. That's a nickel on 15. 5 on 15 and better.
Damn.
I mean, that one right there. That one right there, don't be surprised it don't go to about 25, 30. Don't be surprised. Everybody's
right.
Just saying that.
So the deposit ain't even a part of the pot.
The 5 don't count for the pot. You gotta have 15 and better.
I tip my hat to him, brother. I can't do it for that.
Look, I'm gonna be watching like crazy.
I might give me a $10 or $15 bet on the side. That's best I can do with him.
Oh man, that's
and whoever
be a hell
I think
gonna
win, I'm gonna bet with the other one.
Look, and then what's his name? Matt Sweet Sniper. You got a Camaro now? A tennis tire Camaro? You ever
yeah.
see it?
No, I ain't never seen. You said 69, ain't it?
I think it's a 69 on Nitrous. He running Tony Wright that same day. They locked in.
Oh, it's that, and that's August the 2nd.
That's August 2nd. Atlanta races August 2nd.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be
good.
Yeah,
that's going to be good film there. That's going to be good film.
Yes, sir. It's going to be real good.
Well, we're going to have the Magic Man there, Blue Magic, Black Magic,
okay.
Blue Magic. We're going to have him there. Then we're going to have Snowman there, and then we're going to have the Black Gorilla there. So we'll have some, you know, hopefully we'll have that filthy girl there, that dirty girl.
Now, the Black Gorilla, which one is the Black Gorilla? The Nova?
The 67 Nova.
Okay.
Yeah, 10-5, 33. Back
is that on nitrous or motor?
Yeah, on nitrous.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that there. And
wow.
I know we would be there. I'm just speaking for them boys because I know they're going to be there. You know, we still getting mine together. Hopefully, I'll be there.
Now, I know Django waiting on for Pink Ward to say something. That got to be, I think they're going to wait till Sunday. Have to make sure Pink Ward is okay. And then that race is unlocked.
And Young Stango gonna be there on the 2nd.
Yeah, they're gonna have a couple cars there.
Okay.
They're gonna have a few cars there.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Joe. Cause you said they got a little box Nova. They can run me with. They can talk to our teammate with our box Nova and do something with them.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're 100% right. They got the 64 you know, and I got a 66.
You know what I want you to do for me, Joe? I want you to get in contact with Street King so when I come down there in October. I want to run him.
You want to run Street King that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll definitely get in touch with him. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem at all. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, we having this little raffle and everything. Everybody's talking about the raffle, how we did it last time. We're doing it the same way again, the 50-50 raffle. And then, but you keep your ticket because second prize is the TV. So, you know, if you think you lost, even though you lost the 50-50 raffle, we still give away a TV at the end. You got two chances on one raffle. You know, we always want to do a little something, anything, just to give back to everybody. But it should be a good one. Everybody's talking about it on August 2nd. As long as the weather permits, we're going to be all right. I mean, there's going to be plenty of people there from all over. So it's going to be cars that, you know, that you probably ain't never seen coming, believe it or not. We got guys over here that ain't been racing in years, and here they is trying to put a car together. I'm like, what the heck you doing? Man, I'm trying to get this car together, man. I'm going out there, too. We ain't gonna be the only one having fun. I was like, wow. That shocked me. But they coming. So it should be, I'll tell you what, it should be a couple things. I know I'm supposed to do something with Donald, but it's doing something crazy, but I don't care. I do it. It is what it is. I'll jump out the window, you know, just to be doing something. He say about doing that like that, I don't mind playing around with him. Bro. That's one thing right there, so I'm waiting to see what happens. But everybody around, they've been telling me that they're looking for a run, but you know how it is? A lot of guys get scared. They talk a good game. They stay on that computer. Then when it comes down to it, they want to talk. Ain't no need talking no more. Y'all there, let's get busy. Or they want to pick on somebody that's been getting beat all the time. That's another thing. That's bad. You know, that's why I want to see George. I wish George had a little bit more motor because he's a shame that he got to run them guys, man. He's running way out of his league. Way out of his league. George been trying some crazy stuff. I don't know why he's going out there like that.
Well, George, you got to realize George is a good guy. He a good racer. He'll let you know he betting on something happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, lately
he betting on something happening. Yeah. But I mean, when you running somebody like me or somebody like that, we trying to, if something happened, it ain't, you know, how can I say that? When something happened, it's something that we can't control, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be, you know, something that you sitting back chilling waiting for it to happen. And it ain't going to work like that.
Yeah, because I don't know what George be thinking sometimes, but right. I said, man, George went out there. I wouldn't. I mean, come on now. You know what? Do you remember when George ran Troublemaker?
Yeah, George ran my boy in the Black Deuce. The Black Gnome.
I mean, I could not believe he ran Troublemaker. They told me George running Troublemaker. I thought, what the heck? The snowballing hell. He had this kind of chance he had. That was bad. Man, George,
he took
don't throw his money like that. Anything can happen. A guy might red light. I don't think he's going to red light on you on that one because he can sit there and let you jump out like three or four cars out and run you down like it's nothing. Boy.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes, like I told you before, Joe, sometimes people just like to grudge race, man, and you can't just like to grudge race. You gotta sometimes weigh your options, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I got to do because my money ain't long, so I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to actually figure out if I got a damn chance.
That's what I do. If I ain't got a chance, I ain't going out there. You know, if I don't think I can win, you best not believe I'm going out there counting on something stupid.
Exactly.
Nine times out of ten, we got to be compatible somewhere. And that's what happened. We went out there with the truck and we won those two races out there. And they wanted us to run this Buick. And I ain't going to lie to you. The Buick, this head just looked like too much for my son's car. I was looking at too many things, you know, that they had, what we didn't have. Now we can't imagine. You know? When you can turn around and look at a car and you know how much motor you got and you say, wow, what the hell is that thing doing, what they got? And you look at all the lightweight stuff. And I wanted to prove it to them. I wanted to put the truck on the scale and show them that. They ain't want to bet on that, but I was willing to show them how heavy it is. They think it was light, but it's not. But that's how it works. That's how it works sometimes. Some guys,
well, that's like an argument that we had on Facebook. Everybody was trying to tell us the Weaver car won't have it. Well, I done pushed Weaver, no, I done dragged him across the scale enough to know what his car weighs. You know? So when I say 3,600 pounds, you know, everybody was like, ain't no way in the world, you know? But I know what it weighed. You know, I actually asked Weaver, I was like, what the hell? You know? And Weaver would laugh. We were like, man, ain't really nothing I could take out of here.
Wow.
You know? That car is 3,580, 3,560.
Yeah.
Shit, that's a lot of weight, man.
You ain't kidding.
You know, it's amazing that that car that damn heavy, but it is. I saw it in drag radio. Everybody else had to come across scale at 2,900 pounds, and he come across at 3,500 plus.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, that's insane. But I'll tell you right now, if everything work out like they claim it's going to be, you have a lot of racing that thing. A lot of racing. You'll have to be there early.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
We're
going to get there.
We park. Everybody be parking way towards the end. I mean, you got a lot of boys coming from down south. They all coming. Huh?
Hey, I'll holler at you in the morning, brother. Hey, I'll holler at you in the morning, too. I have my son beeping in. I'm going to catch him before he go to bed.
Okay, all right. You take care.
I'll talk to y'all boys in the morning.
All right, take care. Yeah, Weeby, I tell you, it should be a good one out there, so we should have some good fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, did you ever get that run off with Joe Minicani, or you ever got a chance?
We was making one shakedown, they was gonna run. Daggone, they pushed me back. My damn tail shaft was cracked, so it was leaking on the track. And I was gonna try to. I mean, they was gonna put a diaper on it, but I ain't chancing that. I ain't stupid.
Mm-hmm. Not with money down on the line, heck no.
Yeah, I don't blame you
on that.
Me and Joe been trying to run each other for. Who knows how long? I got to pay the DP. He got to pay the DP. I got to pay the DP. I think he up on me one now.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I understand that. We back and forth. Can't get it right. Somebody can't get it right every time or something breaks on somebody. No, I understand that one. Yeah, because I know the other guy, he's waiting for Joe and kind of see if he's going to do it. If he does... Django wants to be there bad.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, Django, he already told me. He said he want to be in there for the second on that day. He want to be there. So I guess he wants to run him whatever which way. See, Joe won the back down from last time. I was holding the deposit. And Joe won the deposit, so now he wants a chance to get back. I guess they got to wait for Joe now. But, shoot, that was going to be worthwhile watching, I tell you that. I mean, Joe's been running good. I can't take nothing from him.
Yeah, I can't take nothing from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's running bad going good.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to take it away from him. I know there's a few cars that's coming from up here, the street cars. And they're all popping up in there. They all want to take the cars out there. They're dying to do it. Got Drew with the Corvette, Fat Rat, and all of them. They, you know, 516 Stroker. You got Louis Mopal. He going to be there. You got everything. You can turn around. I can go down with a list on list and pump gas cars, you know. I mean, so any category that you say you're trying to look for a run, you should be able to have it. It's none of the same stuff. Well, nobody was there for me. Nope. you're going to get it wrong regardless. So that's the thing with this one, that August 2nd. But what do we got here? We got 6 minutes to go, so if anybody else want to call somebody out or whatever, you know, if y'all want to decide to try to lock somebody in before the night, go ahead and give your shout out and tell them what you want. You got anybody you want to lock in? You want to try to lock in, Weeby?
Nah, I'm just, you know, sitting back. Like I said, on the second, I might try Joe that day, or I'm a Wicked Bird. Me and him probably run quarter mile heads up, and you know, it don't look right. All tube chassis car running my daggone stock suspension car, but I'm gonna try them anyway.
Okay. Hey, who came up with that race?
He was talking to somebody, and I said he was like picking on somebody, and then I was like, man, what in the world? Did he just, you know him? Well, you can get some type of stuff, so yeah, that's what it is. He said he'll run me heads up quarter mile, and that's my race. I told him I want to run an 8 mile heads up quarter mile. So
okay.
I'm packing my shoe with a whole lot of baby powder.
Yeah, you gonna have a baby powder shootout where you let go?
Yeah, that's the grudge smack, not the pimp smack. That's the grudge smack.
That's the grudge smack.
Yeah, he gonna get it.
I never heard that one. Oh my gosh, that's a good one. Grudge smack. Boy, oh boy, boy. Now I can't wait to see this one. I'm definitely going to wait to see that. But, yeah, all I can tell you right now, the way everybody's talking, we know we all going to, it should be a good day, all do, as long as no rain. And I just hope that y'all can be able to come with me out west one day and see how it is, because it's definitely worth it. It is, when I say worth it, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have a great time. When I say great time, it's going to be one of those things that you're going to be like, wow, I don't believe this. And that's how it is. The guys treat you with respect. I mean, Cadillac Joe, the whole clock's off, you know, Baby Boy, everybody, they make tugs up, but they have fun, and they like to race. And that's what I like about them. You ain't got to worry about it. If somebody say, you know, they want to run, if you say no, hey, they respect it. You know, they try to find something else for you. You know, so we're going to see. I mean, I'm out there to go out there, and I know I got two races already when I go there. Matter of fact, I got to go in there and get me some tires right now. I'm going to order some tires so I can be here by Wednesday. So a set of tires on the car. And at least we'll have that one ready. But that's what I'm all about right now, is going out there and have fun on this week. And get ready for the next one. But we got 3 minutes more to go, and I'm going to let y'all go ahead and do some closing remarks. So I'm going to let you have it, Weeby. Whatever you want to say, you can go ahead. Dwayne, if you want to say anything, I'll let you go ahead and do what you want.
No, I'm good. Yeah. Just sitting back listening, you know, can't wait for the second. Just trying to see how I'm do the game plan, you know, to take off from work if I got to work, to see how I'm going to switch up.
Okay. You know.
I'm working on it early, just so I know I got the day off, you know what I mean? And, you know, we always keep in contact, so I'll let you know what time I'm going to leave in the morning, you know. Are you going to be about 5?
I don't even have to leave that early, but, you know, it don't matter to me.
Yeah,
as long as we go that other way, as long as we go that last route instead of that route that we went before.
You ain't lying.
Somebody just hit in. Let me make sure I get them in, because I know they just a hit in.
All right.
717-3712, your mic's open.
What's up, Jones? Hell yeah.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Hell yeah, how's everything?
Man, just a little bit of work, less money, you know what I mean?
You going to be ready for the second?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'll be ready.
You got anybody you got in mind to try to run?
I don't know. We'll just have to, wait till we get there and see what happens. We tried to get a race last week. We didn't have too much luck besides the Birdman, you know.
Okay.
So that didn't happen, but it's going to happen. If anybody needs an ass whooping by a small block, it's that old boy right there. I just got to make sure I come at him right, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. No, I understand.
No, I just figured I'd...
We got 10 seconds. Go ahead. You can do your closing remarks, but they might cut us off because the last time we've been over too much.
All right. Well, I'll see you out there on the second. See if you can get us something lined up. I mean, we'll be looking for action, that's for sure.
Okay, I definitely. Hey, what happened with you and running bed? Did y'all do y'all another run or no?
It will be happening. Just whenever he's ready, and I think we ought to do something like a triple threat. Something like maybe three times that day we ought to run on motor, then we ought to come out and run an 8-mile race and then a quarter mile race, winner take all.
Wow.
I mean, what the hell, man? I mean, what? You know, we both got cars, they both run. I mean, they're both nitrous cars, but that's all right. We can mix it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Make it exciting for the crowd, you know?
Okay.
Then we find out who the baddest small block really is.
Oh.
Just a thought, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you run that past running bay and see what happens.
I will. I'm just thinking out loud, but, I mean, it's something different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Something different. Nobody, you know, instead of doing the same thing everybody else will always be doing, it's perfect.
Right.
It might
be something, you know, that he might be interested in. I'll ask him. I know I don't really race much on motor, neither does he, but what the hell? We can give it a shot. I'm willing.
All right.
So
we're gonna we'll try to run that pass real quick for you.
All right. Check that out. That'll work. I think we're gonna hit it sometime in September or something like that, or we're trying to get something together for later on, you know, in the season. And I mean, if we don't hit each other in September, we'll get something set up later, you know, for the end of the season for sure. Definitely going to be, you know, worst comes to worst, it'd be a quarter mile race this time, you know.
Okay.
I want to stretch it out, good. You know what I mean? Let the cars do the talking, you know what I'm saying, once they get on
mm-hmm.
out there.
No,
yeah, because they both be sitting right, you know what I mean? They both be riding right about then, you know what I mean? Settling down, mm-hmm. getting in their groove. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Can't have something better than that. Well, I'm getting ready to shut the show down because
right,
I know I got 30 seconds. They just said coming to last offer, but you guys
right.
have been great, and I guess I'll let you know the next time you hear from me. I'll be giving a report what happened over the weekend. Going to Michigan, going to see what we can do, and then following week it'll be Bud's Creek, back at the creek.
All right,
good night, everybody, and God bless.
Good week.
All right, good night, Joe. God bless. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.